Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for hanging around with us this morning. I appreciate it very much. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast, 800-531-3815. William Skip Miller is our guest this half hour. Bill Skip, I should say, is the president of M3 Learning, a proactive sales and sales management company. He's the author of a book I've been telling you about now for, lo, these many years, Proactive Sales Management. But wait. He has a new book out, the one we've been anticipating now for months and months. It's called Proactive Selling. Skip Miller, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back.
Proactive Selling finally is out.
Yeah. What's the subtitle?
Control the Process, Win the Sale.
Control the Process. Boy, Skip, small business owners are out there saying, how do I do that? How do I control anything in my business?
Well, there's two thoughts, right? One is people buy from people who they like and they trust. And that's true.
Yeah.
You know, the more you trust somebody, the better the relationship, the lower your risk. And that's really true. But if you control the sales buy process, if you control that process, you're going to control the deal. Because every small business owner has been involved in a sale where the buyer sits back and says, well, what should we do next? What should we do next? And it's more like a working partnership.
Yeah,
and they've also been on the other side of that where, you know, they're calling up going, hey, if there's anything I can do, just let me know. And that reactive selling is what basically says you're out of control. We tell salespeople that the only reason salespeople claim they win a deal is because they're great, they're wonderful, they're super selling skills. But the reason that they claim they lose a deal is because of everything else.
Yeah.
The only reason a salesperson ever loses a deal is because they got out of control of the sales process.
Mm-hmm.
And the sales process, when they got out of control, they got out of it early.
Another thing, if I may add this, Skip, is sometimes they never get into a position of being in control.
Sure, they chase bad deals. They're you know, trying to force something.
Or they don't get invited to the party.
And
let me give you an example.
Yeah.
You and I go back a ways in the marketplace, and I think I've probably got more gray hair than you, but I remember the days, and I talk about this before on the show, in fact, earlier this week probably a little bit. I remember the days when you walked into the waiting room of any plant, and there'd be half a dozen, you know, salesmen sitting around waiting on a purchasing agent. And that's when every company had you know, they had 10, 12 deep vendors for everything that they bought. About 10 years ago, corporations especially started doing something called vendor reduction. You know, and so what that meant was that there was a party, and you might not be invited to that party.
And then when a company does vendor reductions, who's in control of that process then? The company.
That's right.
And what we're saying is if salespeople and small business owners can understand that there's a buyer's process. You know, we all talk about sales cycle control, controlling the sales process. What small business owners should know is that buyers buy in a process. They have a specific process they buy in, very similar to salespeople and how they sell. Buyers have their initial interest, their education area. We've identified five phases of a buyer's process. But by far, Jim, and we've talked about this before, by far, the biggest is this thing called transfer of ownership, where a buyer goes from, oh, I understand what your good or service does, and I fully understand what it does, to, oh, I get it. I know what it means for me. I know how I'm going to make money with this. I know what the value is. And once that buyer throws that switch, when they get it, that transfer of ownership is where the salesperson can really start controlling the process.
But if that, I get it, is only about the stuff that you sell and not the relationship, not the way you're delivering it and how critical you and your organization are to the company, then they can get it with anybody.
You know, and that's one of the biggest parts of the book, Jim, is where we say that one of the main things you got to remember from a buyer standpoint, it is all about me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right.
But it is all about me.
Yeah.
And we get, and there's tools that small business owners can teach their salespeople to make sure that that ownership transfers and you stay focused on, you know, this is what it means to you. And I think this is what it means to you, you know, and this is what you've also said. And this is what we think we can do. But you got to, we call it the 3-to-1 rule.
Mm-hmm.
For every time you bring up something you do, bring up 3 things about how that buyer is going to be using it to their advantage.
Skip, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages, folks. We've got more proactive selling to talk to you about. And Lord knows we all need that in our small businesses. But we're launching Skip Miller's new book, Proactive Selling, on this show right now, today. First time ever. 20 till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up at the show straight ahead, Gary Moore is going to join us, and he's one of our top stock market experts, and we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about what he recommends these days. And then Tim Beasley is one of our top management fundamentals experts, and he'll be back with us. And then Rich Galen is going to join us, and we're going to talk. We're going to have 3 different visits this week with people to talk to us about the President's State of the Union speech. One's going to be from a political standpoint. One's going to be from a small business standpoint. That's Rich Galen's going to do the Ray Keating's going to do the small business coverage of the speech. This is a very important speech, folks. Very critical. It's an important speech that we've heard lately. And then the third thing is going to be John Vertu is going to be joining us, talk to us from a tax standpoint. What we're looking at. And we're still visiting with our good friend Skip Miller. We're talking about his new book, Proactive Selling. Skip, tell us what's I had to stop you a minute ago. How do we gain control of the process?
You know, the whole thing is about the thing that salespeople skip the most in a sales process is sales cycles. Say buyers have an initial interest, they want to get educated, then give them a proposal, then you close. Well, there's a step that buyers go through that salespeople totally forget, and it's this transfer of ownership phase from where a buyer goes from I get it to, oh, I get it. I know what it means for me. And I guess the best way to illustrate that is in my book, I say the difference between proactive and reactive selling is the difference between Nordstrom and Macy's. See, Macy's sells clothes, and because they sell clothes, it's a commodity. And therefore, you know, you can get discounts like crazy at Macy's. See, Nordstrom doesn't sell clothes. See, Nordstrom sells dressing rooms. And because Nordstrom sells dressing rooms, right, you can't discount a dressing room. An example, I went to Nordstrom a couple of years ago, and I was watching this couple sell, or a couple buy. There was a woman in a woman's area, and she was buying some clothes, and she was with her husband. And the wife had a pair of slacks and 2 pairs of blouses. And the husband was doing typical husband things when shopping with wife. He was having that wonderful, enjoyable shopping experience.
And yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah. And the store clerk comes up to the lady and goes, can I help you? No, she didn't do that. She goes, hi. She goes, may I reserve you a dressing room? And then the lady sure goes, yeah. So the lady takes the clothes away, puts them in the back in a dressing room somewhere. Well, the husband sees this, right? And he makes his move. Honey, I'm sorry you haven't seen anything. We got to go. Jim, she spins on a dime and goes, we can't leave. They reserved me a dressing room. I'm serious.
They're insidious, aren't they?
Oh, so she goes back and tries the clothes on, right?
Yeah, and she
comes out. What does he have to say?
Here's the credit card.
Yeah, you look good. If he doesn't say you look good, right?
Right.
What's she going to keep doing?
Right.
She's going to keep shopping.
Absolutely, yeah, because she's got a dressing room.
You don't think the Nordstrom salespeople know this? Go into a Nordstrom dressing room, right?
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. They got candelabras. It looks like you should have a party
I've been
there.
In Nordstrom, but I've never been in one of their dressing rooms.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
But I'm sure my other has been.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, you're on 3-foot-high platforms, so you look tall and thin. They got great lights, 3-way mirrors.
Special mirrors, too, probably.
Oh, yeah. Now, at Macy's, you can't even find the dressing rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the back somewhere. They're dingy. And because of that, at Macy's, you buy clothes, you get 20, 30% off. It's fine. See, at Nordstrom, when you try it on, you're transferring ownership. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you look good. Your spouse says you look good. You never worry about discounts. Mm-hmm. See, that's the whole transfer of ownership part is where value is created, where the buyer goes, oh, I get it. I know what's in it for me, and creates value. So the thing I want your small business owners to sit back and scratch their head on is, what's their dressing room? What can they proactively do to their customers so their customers go, oh, I see what's in it for me, rather than throwing things out at them all the time saying, here's what we do better, faster, cheaper.
And some of you who go out into the marketplace and take your stuff to your customers, you got to take your dressing room with you.
You're exactly right, because if they don't, you know, we all do dressing room stuff. When we buy a pair of shoes, Jim, we try them on, right? When we buy a car, we test drive it. What we're doing is we're validating our educational experience. And without that validation, that transfer of ownership, you know, you might as well just sit there and say, here's what we sell, here's 20% discount, would you please buy on price?
Well, the thing is, it's because of all the static. It's because of all you and I, and I've been saying this for a long time, you and I have whatever we want. We can buy it six ways from Sunday.
Yep.
At 10 different prices. And the only way you and I can break out of the crowd and either get invited to the party so we can then control the process is if we can break out of all the clutter, we can break out of all the static.
And the only way I know to break out of the static is where the ownership transfer, the drive of the buyer is, I got to have that. And now I know why. You know, I'd pay 10 points more because I see how it's going to work for me. I know how it's going to fit. My risk is lower.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, small business owners can sit back and say, okay, let's define our buyer's buy cycle, right, how buyers buy.
Mm-hmm.
And at this middle point, this transfer of ownership stage where salespeople skip because they think once the buyer goes, oh, I get it, oh, okay, now it's time for a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
No, buyers, after they educate themselves, want this transfer of ownership. They want the dressing room. They want to test drive the car. They want they want that validation.
They want something special that's just for them. Skip, Proactive Selling is available wherever books are sold?
Yes, it's going to be in all the bookstores. You know, Amazon.com is a great place to buy it. And
William Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing, no fancy spelling there. It's an easy name to spell. William Skip Miller on the front of the book, Proactive Selling. It might be next to his original book, Proactive Sales Management. Buy both of them. Maybe they'll give you a discount. Tim Till will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. William Skip Miller is our guest. He's the author of the brand spanking new book, Proactive Selling. And it's an outstanding book. It's a great companion to Proactive Sales Management. And the book that he's released earlier. Skip, give us your website, please.
Sure. m3learning.com. And
now,
they get either book there or through there.
So they, you can, they can actually, do they buy the book from you there, or they have to link over to Amazon? Or?
Oh, they can go to Amazon, or they can send a message through the M3 site to get a book, and we can get it autographed or give them out some copies if they want to.
Outstanding.
Perfect.
Check that out when you get a chance, folks. M3learning.com or wherever books are sold. All right, Skip, what else do we need to know to take our dressing rooms and give them to our customers?
You know what, the whole idea of this dressing room is I've seen salespeople that use dressing rooms to educate, and that's fine. They also can use dressing rooms to transfer ownership, but you can't do it both at the same time. You just can't throw, you know, demos of equipment or out there and, you know, hope the buyer gets it. That's that reactive thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the phrase, tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them what you told them?
Yep.
You know, the classic style of selling. Tell them what you're going to tell them what you told them.
Mm-hmm.
We think that's one-dimensional, Jim. And if you really want to be proactive, you got to change that. The
well,
new
it's certainly
way,
not 21st century, is it?
No, because it's all one direction. Listen to me. Now we've changed it to if you really want to say your dressing room's upright, it's not tell them anymore. It's ask them what they really want, tell them what you're all about, then ask them, what are you going to do with this? Why would this be beneficial to you? How are you going to make money with this?
And you probably need to be prepared to remind them of what they told you when you asked them.
Sure. Now it's ask them, tell them, ask them. And yeah. When we go on these tours and go into companies and talk to especially their marketing groups,
mm-hmm.
marketing groups are still geared to tell them, tell them, tell them. Here's what we're all about.
20th century.
We've got to get marketing organizations, we've got to get companies in their literature, in their product descriptions to change from tell them, tell them, tell them, to ask them. Tell them, ask them, because that's what buyers want.
It takes patience to do that, though, Skip. You know yourself that that's not the attitude when the sales manager says, you know, we got to grow sales by 10% this year. That's not a patient attitude. That's not a patient instruction. And the method that you're talking about requires patience and lots of discipline.
We're always too busy to get ahead. You know, we got to go out there and sell more, sell more, sell more. No, you got to go out there and listen more. As you just, Jim, you and I have said this every time we get together. What's first is what the buyer needs, and then you
right.
meet those needs. Not that you've got something latest, greatest, better, sooner, quicker. Who cares? It's all about them.
Well, you know, I wrote an article recently about small business killer apps.
Yeah.
You know what a killer app is? Microsoft Windows is a killer app.
Right.
The light bulb was a killer app. You know, and so what I said was your small business killer app is find out what your customers need. And then leverage technology to get it for them.
You know, the dressing room is a killer app.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Used in that way,
it's exactly right.
You know, because no one else is selling dressing rooms. Everyone could do it. Every retailer could sell dressing rooms, but Nordstrom does it. Try to get a discount at Nordstrom's. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Macy's. Macy's give you a discount without even asking about it. I bought two shirts the other day at Macy's. They were 20% off. I didn't even know it. The register goes, oh, welcome. These are on sale. Oh,
yeah.
Great. Cost Macy 20 points
yeah.
because they're a reactive sales organization. So how can your small business owners make sure that in their sales process, when they go out, especially to their major customers, that they're having their customers come into a dressing room to try and see the benefits of what they're selling rather than, well, let me give you this 20-slide presentation and tell you what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be important. So, you know, I stress to your small business owners, Jim, you know, sit down with your reps, look at your top 10 deals, 15 deals in the pipeline, and identify, you know, what's in it for them. What are these people? What did the customer actually say we're going to use this for? How much money we're going to make?
It's even got to go beyond the benefits, doesn't it?
Yep. It goes to revenue and cost. How are they going to be more competitive with what you sell? Because if they're more competitive with what you're selling them,
right,
they're going to see a value to it.
Benefits is how your operation, how what you sell them will help their operation, but that's not how their operation becomes more competitive in their marketplace, and that's what you're talking about.
You're exactly right. Remember the old adage, nobody buys drills, everybody buys holes?
Right.
Well, great, but I want to know why they're making the holes, because
right.
I may have something better for them than even trying to drill a hole.
Exactly.
So yep, it's not
thank
the
you
feature
for
benefit
joining
anymore.
Us. We're going to have to wrap it up. The new book is called Proactive Selling, wherever well, books are sold, right?
That's exactly right. This is for salespeople. Salespeople control the process. They'll win the sale.
Thanks, Skip. See you next time. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.